Felix Spinell's in the studio with some breaking history news. He has updates. What, you have two stories?
I do. There's so much history going on, Dave, that I have to do two stories a week now. I'm running rag. I'm working like 80 hours a week to get this job done. You know.
I can imagine. Yeah. So you've got one about the fate of the historic gazebo at Clark Park in Everett, and the other one is the hostile hacking of the Facebook history group Seattle Vintage.
Yes, and we'll do them separately so it's not too confusing. Now, Dateline Everett, the Everett Historical Commission convened last night at Everett City Hall. You might remember they met last month to weigh a request from the Everett Parks Department to demolish the 1921 Clark Park gazebo, part of a plan to build an off-leash dog area and to get rid of the structure because they say it attracts crime. Now, Clark Park is in North Everett, not far from Everett High School, officially in the Bayside neighborhood. Some neighbors agree and they want to get rid of the gazebo because they say it does attract crime. Others think it's worth preserving as one of the most historic publicly owned buildings in Everett. And one commissioner said that particularly because the gazebo is owned by the city needs to set a better example in caring for and preserving it. Now, Bob Leonard is parks director in Everett. He made it clear why he wants to tear it down.
We're not looking to remove the gazebo because of the dog park or because of the condition it's in. The gazebo is looking to be removed because the gazebo is an issue unto itself. It is an attractive nuisance. It's not going to solve all the problems if it goes away, but it does create problems.
Now, at the last meeting, commissioners had asked for some specific information from the Parks Department about alternatives to demolition, but the parks didn't provide that info last night. What commissioners had been looking for was middle ground. Chair Patrick Hall said last month, essentially, you know, if tearing down the gazebo isn't a silver bullet, if it doesn't completely get rid of all the crime, build the dog park. Keep the gazebo for now and see if all that new activity means the crime goes away, and so then we don't have to tear it down. Seems perfectly reasonable to me. This is Parks Director Bob Leonard again making it clear how he feels about that compromise. We also hear a little bit from Patrick Hall in this cut.
Can I just speak to that?
Yeah, I don't think we need a motion on that.
Sure. I can say that I will check on that. One of the reasons we don't have that now is I just don't feel that we are supportive of that model happening. So I don't know that we want to present something that is not going to be supported by the city or the staff. So I'm just trying to be transparent about that.
So there's no interest on the city side in this compromise that the commission was proposing. Now, ultimately last night, a decision on the demolition request was postponed on a procedural question. The historical commission took a formal vote to ask the city attorney for an opinion. So tune in again in April for the third episode of As the Gazebo Turns.